Hi, I'm Pat Kelly.
And I'm Peter Oldring, and we're the hosts of This Is That.
Are you kidding?
For over a decade, we were radio's go-to source for completely fabricated news.
You must be joking me.
And now, we're back in podcast form.
We've selected some of our favorite stories from over the years and put them in one convenient location.
Sugar in the tap water.
Bilingual dog park. Charging to see wildlife.
This Is That, coming soon on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Spike the hike, axe the tax.
You've got the moon moving directly in front of the sun.
The Niagara region is in the path of totality.
Because news.
With Gavin Crawford.
Hey there, and welcome to Because News. I'm Gavin Crawford, and as you can hear, I've given our audience a break for Easter so they can get a jump on dyeing their eggs. Or, if you're not Easter peeps, just cook some eggs. Or maybe freeze your eggs. Whatever you want to do. Point is, spring has sprung, and it's a nice time of year to get outside and be sporty. That's why, with baseball season kicking off, and the NHL, PWHL, and NBA playoffs just around the corner, we felt the need to contribute something to the national sports conversation. Which, if you listen to this show a lot, you know isn't always easy for us. So in desperation, we dug through the archives, and over the next half hour, you'll hear four shining examples of sports stories Because News actually covered pretty well. You'll hear some stories about wrestling, tobogganing, powerlifting, and one particularly intriguing sport known as Fingal's Fingers. But up first, a new story from last April about a man from Barrie, Ontario, who made headlines for a pretty big flex. Spotting me on this one are comedians Fiona O'Brien, Chris Siddiqui, and Adonis Charlie. Panel, this week a 27-year-old man from Barrie, Ontario, did something no other Canadian has ever done before. Have a listen.
I knew that I had to load 5 Atlas stones to be able to win. When that last stone hit the platform is when I knew that the title was mine.
Atlas stones are massively heavy, round boulders. Knowing that, any idea what title he won?
The big guys always had to pick those up and put them in a basket. Big man. He got big man. He got a big man award.
Yeah. Strong, big man of the year.
He's a strong man.
Biggest man of all time.
Biggest man.
Biggest hernia of all time.
He passed that many stones. He's a big man.
The most torn ACL of all time.
Big man award is not correct. The Global News headline reads, Canadian clinches the title of world's strongest man.
Whoa.
For the first time ever.
From Barrie?
Yeah.
You gotta be strong to come from Barrie.
He's understandable.
Yeah. He's 27 and he's from Barrie and he's the world's strongest man.
Wow.
And I'm the world's weakest.
Atlas Stones is just one of the many events in the Strongest Man competition. Other events include the Log Ladder, Shield Carry, and Conan's Wheel.
Ooh. Whoa, cool. Oh.
Mitchell, the Moose, Hooper did especially well in Atlas Stones. What other two feats of strength did he completely own?
He rearranged Stonehenge.
Ooh,
and
nice.
He brought all of the groceries in from the car in one go.
That's a man.
That's impressive.
That's
very impressive.
Grocery run is not correct. Adonis, what two feats?
Hit the strength to deadlift. And the strength to not spoil Succession for anyone.
Ooh,
that's personal.
Tough.
You get a half point for that. Deadlift machine was one of them.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Chris, what was the other?
The other? Well, I had holding in a fart on a crowded bus.
That's strong.
It's a feat of strength.
That's hard.
Or trying not to cry at all those videos of people who are getting hearing aids and hearing for the first time.
Oh.
That's a toughie.
Yes.
Very good guesses. Neither correct. He excelled at deadlift machine and also bus haul.
Bus haul?
Bus haul.
He pulled a bus 100 feet by hand in 30 seconds.
He should work for the TTC.
Yeah, he really should. Yeah. They need him.
Yeah, he'd get him moving faster.
Seriously.
Mitchell Hooper did have trouble with one event, however. Have a listen to his evaluation of his performance.
The third event, I finished mid-pack, but with historically a very good result. So getting all those 5 fingers is not an easy feat.
Getting all those five fingers was not an easy feat.
It's not me who's making the sexual,
no,
right?
Yeah. No.
It's the...
It was them, yeah, that time.
He's talking about an event that is called Fingles Fingers. What is Fingles Fingers?
It's the most prostate exams given in under 10 minutes.
Chris?
Fingles Fingers are what you get after you carry all the grocery bags together. And then you look and you're like, yeah! Fingles Fingers!
It's not horribly deformed hands from carrying the groceries, but that's a very good guess. It is when contestants have to flip a series of giant hinged poles over. There's five poles. They make up the fingers, and I have to flip them upright and then over, and each pole weighs from 300 to 400 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why?
That's a good question. Can they put their strengths to more effective use?
Yeah.
Like,
get
them in.
Well, you know, maybe I'll ask you this question then. If you could tailor the competition to your own specific skills, what feat of strength do you think you would excel at?
Can Chris Siddiqui play video games without eating or going to the washroom for 24 hours straight?
Yes.
He can. Extremely successfully.
Mitchell the Moose Hooper also owns a kinesiology clinic in Barrie. If you go to his website, you will see that it features a mantra. What is the strongman's mantra?
Reproduce with the moose.
Okay.
Good one.
Chris.
I'm the reason why Barrie's so dangerous.
Yes, I thought it might be like lift, laugh, love, but no. It is. His mantra is lift heavy, be kind.
Aww.
Everybody loves a moose now.
Yeah.
The World's Strongest Man competition features different unusual events from year to year. For example, there's something called Titan's Turntable. What is required of the athletes in Titan's Turntable?
Whoa, cool. Just some sweet tunes and a dance floor, man. Giant records.
Maybe they're moving, like, equipment for clubs from club to club. Those giant speaker systems.
It is when athletes spin an antique locomotive seated upon a massive train turntable 180 degrees.
Wow. Wait, so it's like a man, and he's carrying a train,
no,
and
he's not carrying.
The train
he's
is like, on a big roundabout, and he has
turntable.
To push the turntable around.
Yeah. You know when Thomas the Tank Engine would be like, got to go out.
Okay, thank you for speaking on my reference level.
It's no longer fat controller, it's tough controller.
Toot, toot.
Thomas was spun around by tough controller. Mitchell the Moose. Gordon wasn't happy. Pick me, said Percy. I want to be turned.
The train conductor said, visit Barrie.
Panel, you haven't lived until you've seen the strongest men in the world do something known as the car walk. Can you describe what you think the car walk event looks like?
He's carrying cars down the road.
Close.
I feel like it just looks like this.
I'll give you both a point. It is when athletes climb inside a hollowed-out car, stick their head out through the sunroof, and run it down a 25-meter course.
What is this, a Flintstone?
Yabba-dabba-doo!
It's ridiculous.
But its carbon footprint must be so small.
Mm-hmm. It's the most environmental next to the bus hall. The car walk is notoriously difficult. How did 2018's winner, the Icelandic strongman Hafþór Björnsson, describe his feelings after winning the car walk?
Actually, I've seen this interview, and this is exactly what he said in his voice. Hey, girlies. Oh, my gosh, that was hard. Bestie, that was the heaviest thing I've had to lift since my ex-boyfriend. I might need an Aperol spritz after this one.
Let's see if you're correct. Here is what Björnsson said.
Let's hear it for Hafþór Björnsson. He absolutely manhandled his car. What amazing energy. How hard was it? I want to thank you guys for being awesome. I feel fresh. I came here to destroy this event.
Close.
I was going to say,
that's what Adonis said.
The answer is I feel fresh, so I'm giving Adonis a half point. Yeah. flexing their comedic muscles, that was Adonis Charlie, Fiona O'Brien, and Chris Siddiqui.
Because News.
Coming up next, a news story we went to the mat for. Professional wrestling made headlines last year with a potential huge transformation that had Andrew Fung, star of Run the Burbs, pounding the ropes with excitement. Here he is with fellow comedian Jan Caruana and author Monica Heisey. Panel, it's time for wrestling news.
Oh. No.
Yes.
I've waited for 6 years on this show to do a round on wrestling. Finally, we're here.
A major rumor is circulating in the media about World Wrestling Entertainment, better known as WWE. It seems as though wrestling is about to add something new. What is being introduced to the wrestling world?
Do you want the joke answer or do you want the real answer?
Why not both?
Are the guys going to start making sounds like in women's tennis?
More grunting?
Yeah. Effortful sounds.
I'd watch wrestling. Andrew, what is coming to wrestling?
It's sports betting.
The headline from the Toronto Star is WWE in talks to introduce betting on scripted wrestling matches.
Sure.
I mean, do you think most people know that the WWE is fake?
Yeah.
Like, they've come out and said it. Like, yeah. We've seen movies like The Wrestler and... Can you name another wrestling movie?
You really just putered off there.
The Wrestler 2. But, like, they've come out and said it, right?
Yes, it's public. The storylines are dreamed up by writers and the winners are pre-planned. One site called wrestling a soap opera for men.
It is.
Betting on events where the outcome is already known is illegal. So the WWE will have to prove to the U.S. state regulators that the secrets will not get out. What is the WWE going to do to make sure no one finds out the winner in advance?
Is it two accountants from Price Waterhouse hand each wrestler an envelope, just like at the Oscars, before they come out?
You are correct for the point.
What? Who am I? Andrew Fung?
What?
They have reportedly hired Ernst & Young. Firm of Ernst & Young. They are the accounting firm that keeps the Oscar winners secret in advance.
Well, that makes sense because people do bet on the Oscars, right?
But I mean... do two nerds with a briefcase really stand a chance against WWE fans?
I want to see the accountants from Ernst & Young come out with a briefcase, but they're jacked and their suits have no arms.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the twist.
That they're part of it?
They're also wrestlers, and it's like, fighting as a team, Ernst and Young.
That was already a thing, Gavin. It's called Money, Inc. with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Irwin R. Scheisser, IRS. That was already a thing.
Stop trying to be fun. It's real, Gavin.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize pretend accountants was a part of wrestling. According to CNBC, which broke the story, the WWE will also have to make sure that the wrestlers themselves will not spill the beans. How will they make sure that the wrestlers keep their mouths shut?
Before they hire you, you have to submit a bunch of photos of you in cancelable situations. Oh. And they put it in the vault. So if you reveal the results, they're like, uh-oh, we got to share this photo. And then you get canceled.
Monica?
I was thinking you could hide the information on like a late page in a very big, thick book. I don't think that the wrestlers are probably big readers, would be my guess.
Who's winning this match?
A terrible stereotype. Are there some really
There was a wrestler in the 90s called The Genius who was a university professor. So, Monica, we get it, okay? Stop trying to be funny.
The Genius?
His name was The Genius. Lanny Poffo, it was Macho Man Randy Savage's brother.
Oh, yeah.
What did he dress like?
He had like a university gown and like a hat, and he came out and he was...
So he's such a genius, he just graduated.
No, he's like such a genius, perpetually graduating. Like every day he had a new degree.
Okay.
Introducing the newest wrestler, it's the reader.
His like, catchphrase is, shh.
We're really fixing wrestling. What they are going to do is apparently they are just not going to tell the wrestlers who wins until right before the match.
That sometimes happens now, though. So, like, when Undertaker had the streak at WrestleMania, they didn't tell Brock Lesnar that he was going to pin the Undertaker until like right before he came out. And that was a big surprise.
Oh my God, Brock would hate that.
They could also just put a thing in their ear. Ooh. And then like while they're wrestling, they can go, okay, now you win.
I hate to be that person. The referee does have one of those pieces right now, and he or she does call it in the ring sometimes when there's like a swerve.
Well, happening. I don't see what the problem is here.
It sounds like wrestling hasn't changed in any way.
All right, it looks like it's time to start betting. The Toronto Star ran an article that said, if betting on wrestling is allowed, betting on this might be next. What's coming after betting on wrestling?
Well, if wrestling is a male soap opera, then just soap operas. You'll just be like, is she getting out of the coma? I've got a tenor on it.
The correct answer is they think it's going to be TV shows. You'll be able to bet on TV shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get some bets on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Well,
someone made a lot of money last week.
Yeah, someone made a ton of money.
Yeah, what would be your TV bet?
I would want to bet to see if Greg and the like husband guy on Succession smooch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
I feel like that's a solid bet.
Is that a bet or a wish?
Can't it be both?
That was Jan Caruana, Andrew Fung, and Monica Heise. We recorded that in March of 2023.
Hi, I'm Jessie Cruikshank.
Jessie Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
As I mentioned, baseball season is upon us, and that means we just passed the first anniversary of some huge changes that were made to the game. At this time last year, baseball purists were up in arms about rule changes introduced to speed up the notoriously lengthy ball games. To explore that story, we assembled one of our sportiest panels ever. Noted baseball fan Alice Moran, person who once watched part of a baseball game, Chris Sandiford, and the guy who helped write the dictionary, Tom Howell. Panel, it's time for a sports round.
Oh, great.
And
that's good, yes. Good.
Yes, and on this show, that can only mean one thing, musical theater, if you will. Have a listen to this revamped Gilbert and Sullivan patter song and be ready to get your sports on. I am the very model of the very modern major league. I'm constantly evolving so the fans will never feel fatigue. In short, to use no baseball speak, there is no reason to critique. I am the very model of the very modern major league.
He is the very model of... No.
I know the record breakers and the games that were historical. World Series 2016 was the best. It's categorical. I've introduced a timer so the game is less monotonous. And... altered all the bases so they now are much more cottonous. I altered all the bases so they now are much more cottonous. And altered all the bases so they now are much more cottonous. And altered all the bases so they now are much more cottonous. Very well.
Opening at the Winter Garden. Mm-hmm.
There is your musical theater. What headline was I singing about?
Cotton. The what? Cotton game that baseball is going to be replaced with a cotton ball so that it's quieter.
That is a good guess,
well,
Chris.
I happen to know that they're adding, you know how they have the seventh inning stretch? Well, they're adding things to all the innings, you know? The first inning flirt, the second inning slap, the third inning therapy. I can do them all. The fourth inning face feel, the fifth inning film criticism is my favorite. The sixth inning sleigh bell, seventh inning stretch, of course, and the eighth inning, well, that's free period, so, and the ninth inning, we leave. Child's pose, there we go.
Alice Moran.
They are changing up some of the rules of baseball.
You're correct for the point. The headline from the Los Angeles Times is, how four rule changes will impact Major League Baseball in 2023. Major League Baseball has made a number of changes this season so that the sport can be more appealing to younger fans. The most notable change is that they are making something bigger. What has recently swollen in baseball?
Gosh.
obviously it's the ball, because that's the part that you can't see in the nosebleeds. It's, you know, they made it so much bigger. It's like a beach ball now.
Beach balls, exciting. Yeah. No, Alice?
They have made the bases larger because the MLB thinks we're all size queens.
Oh.
The Associated Press headline reads, Major League Baseball's bigger bases could lead to more steals, fewer injuries.
Oh.
Fewer injuries.
Baseball bases are now 3 inches bigger on each side.
Well, they're older.
Although base size has remained consistent since the turn of the century up until now, base injuries were going up.
Oh, sure.
Baseball players' feet have been growing over time. And their big feet stay on the tiny bases.
That's very cute. Mm. Like, if you think about the turn of the century, baseball was just a lot of little guys out there.
I mean, people are going to... Have you seen baseball players recently? They are huge. Giant, yeah.
Thank you, Monsanto.
Another rule change has to do with making the game shorter. What did Major League Baseball introduce to speed up this notoriously long game?
Lions. I don't know if you feel the same way, and I know this is not politically correct to say anymore, but I find that when I'm in a large, like a really, I just think it's unnatural to have that many humans all gathered in one place and we see no one get eaten.
Good guess, no.
Two things. They've gotten rid of the anthems, especially when they play in Canada. They got to sing two anthems. That's already 8 hours they're gone. And then they also added a starter's pistol. They're pointing at the players, yeah. Baby.
It is not guns.
Okay.
Alice?
It is a pitch clock, and it tells the pitcher that he has to pitch within a certain time frame. I believe it's 20 seconds when there's somebody on base and 15 when there's no one on base. And
you are correct for the point. It is a pitch clock.
You know, what would be good is that they also had a pitch pipe.
And take me out to the ball game.
Yeah. Yes, that is exactly correct. The pitchers have 15 seconds to throw a pitch while the bases are empty and 20 seconds if there is anyone on base. Oh. Hitters have 8 seconds to get into position. What happens if they don't make it in time? Thank you, Tom. Alice?
No jokes today, only facts. It's a strike.
You are correct. It is a strike. Whoa, if they don't make it in time, it has already happened. Have a listen to this clip.
They have called strike three. Wow! This is mayhem! Oh! Automatic strike three called with the bases loaded in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth. This is baseball. In 2023.
Well, that's the worst way to lose. I'd be so mad.
Alice, as the country's last remaining baseball fan, how does this make you feel?
That was Chris Sandiford, Alice Moran, and Tom Howell in a round recorded almost exactly 1 year ago. And if you think those baseball changes were exciting, wait till you see the new uniforms. Sad as I am to do it, let's wrap up this tribute to sports with an entirely different kind of athletic endeavor. Some might not consider this activity a sport at all, but I've done it many times and it does leave you out of breath and takes an iron stomach to accomplish. What is this mystery sport? I put that question to Jan Caruana and Chris Siddiqui along with Sharjul Rasool. It is time for Tape of the Week. Have a listen to this Albertan who spoke to CTV Edmonton about coming to grips with a grim new reality.
Today my head is spinning. Like, I am shocked. I was aghast when I heard the news. There must have been a really good reason for them to remove it.
Panel, for a point, what is being removed from Alberta that has this man aghast?
The giant dinosaur in Drumheller.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Yeah. No,
something in the West Edmonton Mall.
You're right about that.
The body shop.
Oh, the roller coaster.
You are correct for the point, Sharjul.
Oh.
The headline from Global News reads, West Edmonton Mall closes Mindbender indoor roller coaster.
Oh, wow. Oh.
West Edmonton Mall houses the world's largest indoor theme park, home to the now defunct Mindbender.
Oh.
It was, in fact, the world's largest triple loop indoor roller coaster.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. You heard the heartbroken man in the CTV news story say there must be a brilliant reason to remove it. What is that brilliant reason?
Condos! Condos in the West Edmonton Mall!
It is not condos, Jan.
Is it anything like the Canadian entertainment industry and it just realizes when you're 36, no one wants to ride you, so we got to get rid of you?
You were correct. It's too old. They say they are going to make way for newer and more exciting attractions.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It opened in 1985. In 1986, shortly after it opened, there was a tragic accident. Despite the fact that three people died on the Mind Bender, the ride continued to operate for 36 years.
You know, another accident in 1986? Me.
Come on.
You've been on the Mind Bender?
I have been on the Mind Bender, and I got my mind bended.
My aunt and uncle lived in Edmonton, so I went up there in the summer. So I actually rode the Mind Bender the week after it opened.
No way!
And then the week after it reopened, after the people had died. And we were up, me and my sister were like, should we go on this?
It's also like, roller coasters are freaky enough, but to have a roller coaster inside, I think that was the most scariest thing. Was like, things shouldn't be, it's like having a fireworks display in your gym, right? This shouldn't happen inside.
Well, panel, if you think Edmonton was the only place looking to get rid of thrills this week, think again. This week, the city of Oshawa, Ontario, had a fierce debate over whether or not to severely restrict a certain exciting activity. What thrill were some Oshawa city officials looking to ban?
Fireworks?
Like sledding? Yeah.
It is indeed sledding. Jan Caruana for the point. The headline from Durham Radio News reads, Oshawa City Council defeats tobogganing ban. City Council considered banning sledding on all but two municipal hills. The National Post called this a Canuck version of Footloose.
Wow.
Partly because no one at the National Post has seen Footloose.
It's been snowing so hard. Just get in my car. Where's the carpet? In the trunk. Don't tell me where to sled.
The proposal was overturned this week in council. One local media outlet described the council's debate in vivid tobogganing terms. For the point, how did it describe the debate?
I have here the Oshawa City Council debate on public tobogganing went downhill quickly with many bumps along the way.
The article read, a debate in the council chambers on banning tobogganing went downhill quickly.
Hey! Come on! Yeah.
Nailed it.
That was Sharjah Rasool, Chris Siddiqui, and Jan Caruana. And we have reached the bottom of our hill. Thanks for listening. Because News is written and produced by Shannon Higgins, David Carroll, Phil Lung, Jess Klimowski, and me, Gavin Crawford.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.